best of Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3.
Second Date Update is brought to you by Raisin Cane's. They've got one love. It's Mandy in the Morning on your 106.3. Mandy is out sick this morning, so it's just me. I'm trying to play matchmaker. I've got Christine on the phone. Christine, how's it going this morning?
Hi, I'm so excited that you picked me.
Yeah, okay. Your email, I couldn't skip over it. Okay, so do you mind telling how you and Earl met?
Of course, yeah. So we met at the park. I was going for a jog, and I jog at that park a lot, and we'd seen each other before a few times. And so then one day we said hi, and we started talking, and then we set up a date.
Okay, so how did the date go?
Well, I thought it was perfect. Like, I don't think you could ask for a better date. Dinner was really good. The conversation, the vibe was great. There's nothing I could think of to complain about that date.
Okay, well, something had to have gone wrong, or, you know, you wouldn't have reached out to us. So do you have any idea why?
Right. So the only thing that I could think of is that we don't have at all the same taste in television shows. But, like, he's never seen an episode of Game of Thrones.
Oh, no.
So that's on him.
I mean, I don't know if that would be warranted, you know, like, to not have a callback, but, I mean, we'll see. Let me try to give him a call, and we'll check and see, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Hello?
Hey, is Earl there?
Yeah, this is him. Who's this?
This is Jimmy from the Mandy in the Morning Show on your 106.3. Do you have a couple minutes to chat?
Sure, yeah.
All right. I just want to know, what is the deal with you and Christine?
Is that why that's why you called?
Yeah, she actually asked us to help her because she hasn't gotten a hold of you since you all went out on a date. So did something happen? Like, what's going on?
Yeah, something happened.
Okay, well.
Okay, so my car is in the shop. Mm-hmm. So Christine agreed to pick me up. You know, I asked her, and she was, like, cool with it, so, like, that was nice.
Okay, and there has to... Okay, I'm waiting for the bad part to come in.
Yeah, well, I mean, the bad part was when I got into the car. She's an insane driver.
Uh-oh.
I felt like I was in the Fast and the Furious.
Oh.
Like, I was pinned against my seat because she was going so fast. And, like, she has major road rage issues. She was, like, flipping out on anyone that got in front of her.
Oh.
Anybody.
That's, like, the perfect storm. I mean, so was she that crazy? Like, crazy enough for you to not call her back?
Yes. Like, I couldn't wait till we got to the restaurant so I could put my feet on the ground and just get out of the car.
Okay, so besides the road rage and driving, like, how did the day go once you were in the restaurant and out of the car?
You know, it was fine after I got over my PTSD. Like, I like her. Like, I like her, okay. But, like, damn, that was frightening.
Okay, well, oddly enough, we actually have Christine on the line with us. So, Christine, what do you think about Earl's explanation? Do you think you were driving like a maniac?
No, I think it's possible that Earl is threatened by a confident driver.
That's one.
I'd have to say then you're a little too confident. Just a little too confident, you know? Like, you make Vin Diesel look like a chump.
Only in that I'm very tough, but I really don't think I'm that bad.
Okay, so, Earl, is your car out of the shop now?
It is, yeah. Why?
Okay, I'm not going to ask you to have Christine drive it, but would you guys be willing to go out again and this time... You drive, because, I mean, she said the date went well, and so did you.
It did go well, but it was just, like, sort of weird that she couldn't, like, filter her road rage on a first date.
I thought I was filtering it.
Okay, so Christine is definitely not allowed to drive, so what do you say? Do you want to go on another date?
I mean, I will, of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Earl?
I like you, but, like, I just don't like the way you drive at all.
Oh, so it sounds like this is a deal breaker. Are you saying this is a deal breaker?
I mean, yeah, it's safety.
Oh.
And, yeah, it's about safety. I'm sorry.
Well, Christine.
I got us to the restaurant safely. We did not die.
Quickly, yes. Safely, I don't know about that.
Well, are you dead?
There's definitely some years taken off my life.
Mandy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 10 on your 106.3.